With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. An inmate under the care of Montana State Prison died due to COVID-19 pneumonia in Cascade County on Saturday, according to his death certificate. The man, in his 70s, had issues that put him at a higher risk for serious complications from the virus. His death comes after 14% of the inmates at the state prison in Deer Lodge tested positive earlier this month. According to Montana Department of Corrections spokesperson Carolyn Bright, there are no longer any active COVID-19 cases at the state-contracted Crossroads Correctional Facility in Shelby, while one inmate remains hospitalized with the virus outside of the facility. Crossroads reported 225 positive test results earlier this month, or 43% of total inmates tested. The Montana Women's Prison in Billings reported a surge in cases, with 47 inmates testing positive and 12 staff cases. According to Bright, no inmates at the women's prison are currently hospitalized due to the virus. The open race to become Montana's next governor will not only settle a bitter and tightly contested race, but also which course the sprawling state takes after the election to combat the coronavirus. Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney both pledged to rely on the advice of public health professionals, but their approach to the virus has differed at every turn of the campaign. Cooney, who currently serves as lieutenant governor, has said he would enhance and enforce the existing rules, including a mask mandate. Gianforte, who currently serves as Montana's lone representative in the U.S. House, has flouted the mask mandate and indicated he might repeal some of those rules. The Trump administration has removed gray wolves in most of the U.S. from the endangered species list. Today's action ends long-standing federal safeguards for the predators in the lower 48 states, except for a small population of Mexican gray wolves in the Southwest. The announcement, just days ahead of the election, could allow hunting of the animals to resume in Great Lakes states, a battleground region in the presidential race between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Gray wolves have recovered from near extinction in parts of the country, but remain absent from much of their historical range. Biologists who reviewed the administration's plan to strip protection from the wolves say it lacked scientific justification. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he was unwittingly used in a video to troll U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate running for governor in Montana. Democrat Mike Cooney, Gianforte's opponent in the gubernatorial race, posted a copy of the video to his Twitter feed this morning.
Hi, this is former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and I have a special message today for you, Greg. Now, I understand you left Jersey some time ago for work, and that happens sometimes. But Jersey never quite leaves you, does it?
Christie has joined a social media site where he's paid $200 to provide personalized video messages. The Republican says he donates the money to a nonprofit group that helps those with mental health and substance abuse issues in New Jersey. Christie says he received a request to encourage a man named Greg to return to New Jersey. Christie on Thursday criticized Cooney and the Democratic Governors Association on Twitter for using the video against Gianforte. Christie says he supports Gianforte. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council on Wednesday announced it would direct a portion of the tribe's federal coronavirus relief funds to cover funeral costs of tribal members. The announcement said the family of the deceased can apply for up to $5,000 to cover the individual's mortuary and funeral costs. 20 Blackfeet community members have died from the novel coronavirus since March. As of Wednesday, there are 93 active COVID-19 cases on the Blackfeet Reservation. 15 of those patients are hospitalized. The reservation is currently under stay-at-home orders, including a daily curfew from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. through November 8th. COVID-19 has hit Native Americans in Montana particularly hard. Although only about 7% of Montana's population is indigenous, Native Americans account for 39% of the state's coronavirus deaths. A Montana resident who called the COVID-19 pandemic a shamdemic and mocked mask wearers said he is now taking the illness seriously after contracting the virus. Gilbert Herrera said during a news conference Thursday with Governor Steve Bullock that he would rather just play it safe after being hospitalized with COVID-19. Ahead of Halloween celebrations, Bullock said no candy would be handed out from the governor's mansion. He urged Montana residents to take precautions if they choose to celebrate Halloween, but stopped short from advising against handing out candy, even as the virus continues to spread in the state. An audit of the Secretary of State's office suggests improvements can be made to secure the state's elections, including hiring a security manager position that's been vacant for multiple years. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Lawmakers part of the State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee were briefed on the audit Thursday morning, just days before Election Day. The Legislative Audit Division completed the report in August. Amanda Saylor with the Audit Division presented the findings, which noted that Montana has not employed an information security manager to oversee election security since 2017.
Currently, election security is shared amongst several staff, yet best practices and state guidelines require this to be in one independent position.
Secretary of State Corey Stapleton wrote in response that the security analyst duties have been split between three employees. He agreed to hire a new manager, and the job is currently posted. Stapleton agreed to all five recommendations outlined in the audit, which included implementing a system to help county elections departments update voter statuses and improving the office's management of grant dollars. The audit says that since 2018, the Secretary of State has received $6.1 million in federal grant money to help counties pay for election technology and security.
We were unable to measure and evaluate whether the grant spending was meeting the objectives and milestones of the grant.
The audit also notes that 25 of Montana's 56 counties did not take part in a free, grant-funded security awareness training offered by the National Guard, meaning those election officials may not be aware of, quote, risks facing elections today, unquote. Lawmakers discussed the possibility of proposing legislation to require such training. Lawmakers also suggested that the next Secretary of State should be briefed on the audit shortly after taking office in January. Stapleton lost the Republican Party primary for the U.S. House and is not running for a second term. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.